Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, you know, before we get started doing an episode of the PowerCast, we talk about things. And for some reason, I mentioned that we never really speak of the Three Stooges on the PowerCast. And then our guest this week, Michael Huntington, says they actually did a short movie about Men in Black?
Well, there was one called The Men in Black, which it was more of like, it was one of their hospital antic type shows. But it's interesting, the art for the title card, it says Men in Black really, really big, and they're all wearing like medical masks, so they look almost alien-like, you know? But it's kind of fascinating in that, you know, initial Men in Black stories always had, three Men in Black. And I think it's been, whittled down to two now, probably due to, the Men in Black films and, of course, X-Files and whatnot. But initially, the three Men in Black. So, yeah, I like to share that occasionally whenever I come across, UFO / Three Stooges fans. And, of course, they did do a couple of the Three Stooges did a couple of shorts that did involve, flying saucers. There was even one where Joe Besser, they were trying to hoax a flying saucer of photos so that they can make some money. And of course they did make money, and then Mo and Larry like ripped him off of all the money. And subsequently he then came across some real aliens and they got revenge against the other Stooges. But yeah, the Stooges have done quite a few of those outer space type things. I just think it's interesting. It sort of comes out of the same cultural milieu of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the late night movies, you'd watch those old UFO documentaries, and you'd also watch some Stooges to go right along with it.
Interesting that Jim Moseley and Gray Barker may have been emulating the Three Stooges.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I think they like to think of themselves as the jokesters of early UFO community.
They definitely saw their share of Three Stooges over the years. Look at some of those old magazines. They definitely got some cultural comedy in there, definitely.
Well, we had on Rick Hilberg not too long ago. He was saying that he was the victim, or maybe victim, maybe too strong of the word, but of a joke at least once by Moseley and Barker, they were well known for calling people on the phone and disguising their voices and claiming to be government officials or reporting UFO sightings and things like that. Probably there was some liquid refreshments involved in some of these, some of these jokes.
Yeah, I've heard the liquid refreshments were sort of a staple at some of those early conferences. I think there was I've heard of some legendary alcohol mix that was mixed in a bathtub. I guess others might be able to talk more about that. But I think it's something, that sort of fun culture, definitely the social aspect it has always been there within these paranormal communities, people like to go to these conferences, not just to talk, shop about weird things, but to socialize. And, I actually conducted a poll a couple of years ago to ask people, you know, who attended UFO conferences regularly, whether or not they, you know, partook of certain alcoholic beverages or, you know, smoked certain things, illicit things. And, yeah, I think the preponderance of the respondents said yes. And if you do go to several of these conferences, they, you know, that's where the real conference and the real, you know, conversations begin. You know, after the conference is closed out for the night and everybody makes their way to the bar, and, you know, that's when the really good stuff comes. And
You know, Tim Beckley, I mean, that's what he always said. He said that, you know, probably the best information got passed around after the conferences when everybody was hanging around out at the, you know, at the bar. The alcohol would flow freely and people would let their guards down and, you know, wouldn't hold back with information that possibly they may under normal circumstances. So yeah, you know, I find that true.
Well, yeah. And, you know, back in the early days, it was sort of a sensitive thing because the government would, you know, sort of allude to the notion that people that see UFOs, you know, they come from, you know, non-dry states. You know, they sort of alluded that people that were into these topics, you know, were luscious or whatnot. But, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, you know, ufology and, you know, these UFO clubs and everything came out of that, you know, the 60s counterculture. So, you know, we definitely have to recognize, you know, that influence and, you know, people trying to expand their minds and trying to look at things differently and open their, you know, their, be open to new horizons and different ideas and different paradigms. So, I would love to see a book or a study done on, you know, more of the social aspects. I think, you know, there's a whole hidden history, I think, within all of these, you know, paranormal subcultures of, you know, little secret stories and little, you know, fun social events and whatnot. And, I think it persists to this day, although I think marijuana is legal now in a lot of places, and, you know, drinking alcohol is a good way to, you know, get conversations going because, you know, people will be more open, you know, to sharing ideas. And we've actually seen in a lot of the younger researchers, you know, the ones that have podcasts like on YouTube, they regularly have shows, where they drink. And the point is to drink, and, you know, they will bring alcohol on while they're talking about UFOs. You know, they will, you know, plug their favorite beer and, engage in conversation. Yeah. It shows like Somewhere in the Skies and, the Unknown, you know, Ryan and some of those guys, they have no problem whipping out some bourbon or some whiskey. And
I visited Jim Moseley, and this was during the time he lived in New Jersey, and I didn't live too far from him. And what would happen is that I'd go over there, and he'd be sitting down in his chair, and one of his... This is pretty wacky, but on one side he's got pack cigarettes. On the other side he's got his Vat 69 whiskey. I don't know what other brands he drank, but this is the brand he always drank when I visit him. And he'd get more and more blasted as the evening wore. But, you know, he held his liquor well. I mean, you could still speak with him coherently. Now, I should say this. Jim Moseley drove me around quite a few times in the early days before I had a driver's license in the car, and I never saw him drive a car while drunk. So he knew how to hold his liquor. I don't know where we're getting into this. We're talking to Michael Huntington. Our special guest co-host is the one, the only, Tim Swartz, man of 27 and a half voices. You're in.
The Paracast, man.
listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
UFOs and counterculture. I think it was pretty straight-laced in the 50s, though. But in the 60s, of course, it followed the Beatles becoming more and more attuned with pot and acid and everything, and it wasn't unusual for mind expansion to occur with some of the people in the UFO field who were looking into other answers. It wasn't just ET, it had to be a lot more.
Yeah, and you know, that's never really left. You know, there's always been sort of, you know, that trying to find answers to the secrets of the universe, you know, good aspect, going all the way back to the contactee movement to even this day, you can't have a UFO discussion these days without talking about consciousness. You know, it's not just objects in the sky or visitors. It's multi-layered ideas on what denotes consciousness, you know, whether or not there's like a co-creation aspect to it. I blame a lot of it on Jacques Vallée, you know. He definitely took that counterculture, you know, science and started asking questions relative. And, of course, Kiel did this too, you know, started moving beyond just extraterrestrial hypotheses into ideas of different dimensions and different realities and different states of consciousness. And, it's all definitely connected in, and I think it's alive probably more now. I think more younger researchers are open to ideas of some sort of intelligence from another dimension or some sort of co-creation, hypothesis, you know, where our mind is sort of creating whatever is encountered paranormally. And there's, in a lot of areas, an outright rejection of the ETH now. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be happening more and more. Over the decades, people influenced by people like Vallée and Kiel, you know, with these alternative views and these, and there's always been a, you know, like religion and, you know, new age sort of, philosophies have always been, mixed into it. But we've turned the corner and we've moved away from, you know, like galactic federations, I think, and, you know, people are talking more about like tricksters and, you know, beings that can appear almost magical.
Well, you know, before we had ultra-terrestrials from John Keel and some of the things that Jacques Vallée came up with, I remember a conversation I had with a really fascinating guy named Alan Greenfield. We were, 20 years old, and we were meeting in New York City. On New Year's Eve, I didn't drink. I don't think Greenfield drank. And we just talked. And we came up with an alternate reality theory, a multiverse theory. And he was basing it on the book The Incomplete Enchanter, where the other universe had a different set of physical laws. There was magic there and what we regard to as physics here. And Alan came up with a newsletter, a short-lived newsletter, called Alternate Horizons. I don't know if any of you guys ever heard of it, but he speculated about such things. And then we saw a lot of people dig up this concept. And now it's in our pop culture, of course, because all the comic book heroes jump between realities.
Yeah, and you know, we got Stranger Things, the whole basis is sort of, you know, an upside down universe, a dimension that is coinciding with ours, that, you know, maybe paranormal entities can, you know, cross this veil. And, it's fascinating. I am open to pretty much every sort of interpretation out there. I tend to look at things. I think, when you look at Vallée and Kiel, you know, they're trying to come up with, you know, big answers for sort of everything. But, after having, you know, I've been involved in this subject since the 70s. You know, I've been, into it, for 45 years. Even when I was a kid back in the 70s, but, you know, I still, was really into everything that was in the culture, you know, Close Encounters and In Search Of and Ancient Astronauts, you know, Von Däniken, The Exorcist, all that sort of stuff fascinated me. You know, I watched Project UFO on TV, and I read all the stuff that came out, you know, and I joined like groups like APRO and later on groups like MUFON. And, you know, these subjects have always been interesting, and we've always tried to look at all of these paranormal subjects and try to find some kind of unifying theory, you know, something to explain everything. But after, you know, studying for so many decades, I try to look at everything, you know, on a case by case basis. I think, you know, some cases are certainly more legit than others. Not everything in the history of UFOs or cryptozoology or ghost hunting is true. You know, there is a fair share of bunk and hoaxing out there. You know, so we have to kind of look through things, wade through things, whittle down to, you know, the truly anomalous and phenomenological cases, and then kind of judge each of those on their own merits, you know, because there's different levels of credibility, different levels of, you know, evidence to consider. And even then, you know, there's probably a variety of causative mechanisms at work. You know, it's probably not just one thing. It's not going to be just extraterrestrials. It's not going to be just interdimensional beings or secret government or, you know, things manifested by the human mind. It might be all of those. It might be some of those. And I think it's going to really depend on the case. So I think, you know, since 2017, we've got a lot of, you know, a whole group of new, younger people interested in at least UFOs. And, you know, before that, you know, ghost hunting TV shows, you know, brought in a lot of people into that subject. You know, monster hunting shows on TV also brought in new generations. So we got, you know, new generations of people that are just getting into these topics. And, you know, they're sort of on a learning curve, having to learn all these different things. And I think eventually we will, I think, mature a little bit as we, you know, we study these things, and we will do like you said. I think we'll come up with different interpretations and different ideas and work with what fits. I think there's probably a lot of different mysteries with a lot of different explanations behind those mysteries. And that makes it more fascinating and more rich, I think. It's not just one thing we're talking about, right?
I really don't envy anybody who is just getting into this now.
We've got to do our break now. We have Michael and Tim and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnyvae has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnyvae. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnyvae neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnyvae neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnyvae.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Joe Biden told Arab leaders at a summit on Saturday that the U.S. would not walk away from the Middle East. He wrapped up a four-day trip in that part of the world without any explicit assurances that the Saudis would pump for more oil. Still, Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeer told CBS News that more oil will not lower the price at the pump in the United States.
High gasoline prices are really a function of many, many things. One is the fact that America has a shortage of refining capacity. No refinery has been built in decades. And so even if you bring more oil to the market, if it cannot be refined into gasoline, it will not lead to a drop of prices at the pump.
The president met with the Saudi crown prince on Friday, making it clear that the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was, quote, vitally important to him and the U.S. This is USA Radio News. Two children are among the six people who died after a vehicle pileup from a Friday evening dust storm that caused blackout conditions on Interstate 90 near Hardin, Montana. Cheyenne Sheelers described what she saw to MTN News.
We didn't know it was coming up. We had expected maybe like a semi had tipped over from the wind or something like that. And the first thing that we saw was a pickup that had been pulling a camper, and the camper looked like it had been ripped open like a can.
Storms popped up in the central southern part of the state earlier in the day and began to move east slowly. Eight others were hurt in the wreckage. Officials say no other factors for the pileup have been found so far. If you or someone you know is suffering from a mental health crisis, dial 988. That's the new hotline, which went live Saturday. The federal government is spending more than $280 million to help states create systems that will do more than connect callers with trained mental health counselors. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
As we continue, I want to just obviously throw out one thing here. I guess it's also convenient to think of whether there is a unified field theory in UFOs. The only thing is here, and I want to get more into your background in a moment, a lot of the current discussion began with the piece in the New York Times about a Pentagon UFO study in late 2017. But they're living in a world where UFOs started in 2004, and the entire history, all those years, tens and tens of thousands of sightings, do not exist.
I know. And it's kind of frustrating, isn't it? You know? And you don't want to sound like that old doomer. It's like, you kids need to, you know, read and study and all that. You know, I try to use social media, and Tim knows this. You know, I share every day old images and articles and recommend books and, you know, because whatever opinions you're going to have, you know, there's going to be believers, there's going to be skeptics, there's going to be a whole range of belief systems and interpretations. There's some fundamental stuff that you have to know, you know. You have to know the history of the subject. You have to know, you know, the major figures, the movements. You have to know what Blue Book is. You have to know some of the major cases. And you have to recognize that a military encounter in 2004 is not a new thing. You know, pilots claiming to have seen something is not a new thing. It goes all the way back and throughout the entire history of the subject, all the way back to, you know, Mantell and Gorman and, you know, to the very beginnings. Everybody likes to consider themselves a UAP person now as opposed to, you know, UFOs are so passe, you know.
Anything that's interesting and factual. But then we have, yeah, you know, new UFO gurus. I don't know if Luis Elizondo is a UFO guru because you worked for a time in some position or other with one of the Pentagon studies, but I don't know that he ever knew much about UFOs before he got that job. Some people are skeptical of Nick Pope, who's also a frequent visitor on some of the cable news channels, and saying, well, when he was working with the Ministry of Defense in the UK, he was basically just the receptionist. He passed on the calls. And that was his entire job, but he, is now considered the world's greatest UFO expert by some.
You know, to Nick's credit, I mean, you know, if he did just man a desk, between now and then, he has gained a considerable amount of knowledge on the subject. You know, I've talked to him quite a few times, and he knows the topic. You know, so I think, you know, his opinions are valuable. You know, the idea that, you know, these government people somehow know more about the subject than others, I don't think that's true. Yeah, I've met Lou Elizondo as well. He's a nice guy. He's an interesting person. He has his following because, you know, there are disclosure activists that feel that now's the time, you know, that the government has the answers, and putting pressure on the government is the way to go about finding the solution, which, you know, I try to point out that's not necessarily the case. You know, science isn't done by government decree, and you have to kind of be leery of, you know, when you get intelligence officers involved into the subject, because the history of UFOs is filled with all kinds of manipulative stuff, right? From the intelligence community. I mean, we've got 75 years of it. You know, when I met Lou, I told him, I said, you got an uphill battle, man, because you're an intelligence guy. And, you know, and I encouraged him. I said, you know, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to promote investigation and science and all that sort of stuff, you know, and not go the TV exploitation, you know, talk circuit route, you know. Did he listen? I don't know. He's talked about, you know, promoting science and all that, but he doesn't know what Estelin was, you know, or is. And that's sort of problematic, you know, if you don't know some of the basic stuff. And he has flat out said that, you know, I deliberately did not learn UFO history because he didn't want to be, you know, influenced by it. And it's like, well, you sort of, if you're an advocate for a subject, you know, it doesn't mean you have to believe everything, you know, but knowing the subject, knowing the good arguments, the bad arguments, you know, knowing the subject, knowing the research programs while you're trying to promote research programs, I think is a benefit. And that's why I tell a lot of younger researchers, you know, of course I'm old guard, old guy, you know, telling me, you know, they call me a boomer, even though I'm Gen X, you know. But, you know, a lot of the millennial generation and the Gen Z, they sort of want to be dismissive of, I think, having to learn the history because they want to rewrite a new history. But you need to know it. And whether you're Lou Elizondo or, you know, just some kid that, you know, watched the latest episode of Skinwalker Ranch, you can't just buy into all that. You have to study. Ufology is a multidisciplinary field of study. And I think it's worthy of a degree just as much as any other specific, you know, area of study, because there is a literature. There are figures, movements, there's cultural influences, political influences. We can certainly devise a legitimate field of study for ufology. It's also, you know, sociological, you know, there's subcultures within it. And it's also a program of investigation into aerial anomalies. And, you know, so it's multifaceted. And I encourage people to read as much as they can, study as much as they can, watch as many documentaries as they can, the good, the bad, the ugly, the skeptical, the believer, read it all, you know, study it all. And also study sciences, you know, study photography and meteorology and all the associative stuff that goes along with it, because, you know, that's how we're going to promote the field. Disclosure activism will
you know, might get some things, you know, out of some government files, but, I don't know that the government has the answers. Some people, you know, have totally bought into the whole conspiracy thing, you know, the whole Area 51 narrative, the Roswell narrative as being, you know, that cultural, those cultural stories as being legit. And, you know, they sort of look at it from that point of view. So, I don't know. It's a mess.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people who have just kind of, you know, jumped on to the UAP, I'll stick with UFO, thank you, bandwagon, is that they think that they fall into that trap that the government or the military knows everything that they're keeping, and they're keeping it secret from us, and if we could just get them to admit what, you know, what is actually going on, then all the secrets will become spilling out, and we'll know everything. And when I hear somebody say that, you know, I just have to roll my eyes and like, yeah, this is why you need to learn your history on the subject.
Yeah, and there is this, you know, fantasy notion within, you know, disclosure's minds that, you know, the president will come out, they'll open the doors to Area 51, they'll show, you know, the frozen bodies and the flying saucers, and there will be a vindication, right? That's sort of the notion. Or there'll be an undeniable event, right? Like aliens will come down and the government will have to admit it. But, you know, I point out that if you look at the entire history of the UFO subject, those cases throughout the history that have not been solved, they, even if aliens come down or the government open up their files, it doesn't necessarily solve any of those cases at all, right?
Let's do our break here. Michael, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Maybe it will never be solved. Who knows? I want to ask you about some of the, what about your early history, Michael? So you got started in this thing in the 70s as a mere lad.
Mm-hmm.
What attracted you? Experience or reading or what?
Well, my mother was one of those ladies back in the 70s that got all of the tabloids every week at the grocery store, you know, all of the, you know, the National Enquirers and the Globes and the Examiners. And of course, when she was done with those, she handed them off to me. And, you know, I marveled at, you know, alien tales and Bigfoot stories and ghosts and all that. And of course on TV, like I said, In Search Of was on, and Project UFO and movies like The Exorcist were out, and Star Wars came out, of course, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And yeah, it was sort of everywhere within the culture. But it started with my mom and those magazines, and she also started getting me magazines like UFO Report, Official UFO, you know, all the great pulp magazines from the 70s. And I just consume that stuff, you know. I don't have a lot of those anymore because I basically, when I was a kid, I would just cut them up and create my own little filing systems of, you know, pictures and articles. So I basically just cut up all the magazines and everything and have my own filing system. But also, we moved around a lot when I was a kid. So, you know, I would go to different schools, and I was always the new kid. And no matter where I went in a new school, within the library, I knew where all of the UFO books were, because it's like Dewey Decimal .001. You know, it's the first thing that you come across, you know, is the UFO and paranormal stuff. And I pretty much started consuming like Daniel Cohen books, and you just worked my way up and started reading the Hynek and the Valet, even when I was a kid. You know, all the people that I saw in my magazines, you know, I would read all their things. And I started collecting books and getting books. And in the late 70s, I was really into it. You know, I would get like books and recite them into a tape recorder, and recite cases into a tape recorder. It was like 78, 79. And that was a way for me to, you know, learn cases. And, you know, I had pictures on my wall, of course, you know, of Travis Walton,
and Betty and Barney Hill and all that, you know, back when I was 8 or 9. And so I was really into it. And then I started writing to organizations to see if I could take it the next step. And of course, I was too young to be any kind of legitimate field investigator. But after harassing the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization enough, they let me become an associate and sent me a card, and I would get all the APRO bulletins and order every single one of the symposium papers that they sold, you know. So I was hooked at that time and pretty much since then. And, you know, after APRO folded, I, you know, would join MUFON and, you know, and I got everything from, you know, my filing system got ginormous.
I love that term, ginormous. By the way, you must have been real lucky with APRO because Carl Lorenzen, the head of APRO, hated me.
Oh, really? I don't think I interacted with her specifically, but I think it was like John Timmerman or whatever let me in. But I just liked APRO, you know. I never really interacted with them. I think they ended up passing away in like the mid 80s, right? So yeah, I never got to interact with any of them. But yeah, I thought it was a great organization. MUFON, you know, filled up the spot later. When I went to, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. And when I went to college, I decided to go to Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau, where I'm at. I live in Cape Girardeau. I pretty much moved down here in the early 90s to go to school. And, yeah, one of the things that brought me down here was Dr. Harley Rutledge being one of the professors. Great astronomer, a great UFO researcher, pioneer. He did the project identification study, which was really the first university field study of its kind, you know, started back in the 70s. So, yeah, I came down here. I studied philosophy of science, and my focus was on pseudoscience demarcation. So I picked a major that was actually related to UFOs and the paranormal, you know, what constitutes legitimate science? What constitutes, you know, correct methodology? What demarcates science, you know, from pseudoscience? How can we justify claims through evidence? What does it mean to have a paradigm shift? You know, so I immersed myself in that. And since then, I've, you know, incorporated what I've learned with that into my discussions about UFOs and Bigfoot and cryptozoology, you know, to try to reform the field, you know, to promote proof and, you know, good regimens of scientific inquiry. I think, you know, that's how we go about changing paradigms.
It's kind of unfortunate that people regard, in some extent, UFOs as primarily entertainment. But I want to ask you a quick question before we go on with this. That is, do you have a day job?
Well, I've done quite a few different things over the years. I've worked in politics. I owned a video store. I was a professional chef. You know, when you study philosophy, usually that's you end up doing something else. But probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I decided to you know, when I got married and we had kids, I decided that I wanted to do some of the things that I longed to do when I was a kid, which was travel and visit some of these locations where, you know, famous UFO events or Bigfoot encounters took place, or, you know, some of these haunted houses. So I started a project, a GPS positioning project, and it's still going on to this day, of locating precisely, you know, where UFOs were seen, or, you know, where a haunted house is, or where some sort of cryptid has appeared. And I use this as a great tool to learn cases. You know, if you can research a case down to the square foot and know where somebody was standing and where an object supposedly had landed, I think, you know, that's an adequate demonstration that, you know, you've researched it pretty thoroughly. And I have done that. I've done that with upwards of 7,000 locations now, and down, you know, to the square foot. Deep research. And then I took it, upon myself, along with my family, to start visiting, some of these places to document. Because you hear a lot about these different cases and these different, you know, strange locations, you know, but there's not really, you know, much out there as far as, you know, GPS positions or even photographs, you know, where you can kind of see what the environment is. So, we started traveling, so that I could visit these locations and document them and write about them. And I've, documented multiple hundreds of locations, probably close to 1,000 out of that, my research. And, I've shared the bulk of it on social media. I, all of this initially was, you know, was going to go into, you know, like a single book project.
Hey, let's figure more of this out in our next segment. Okay. Michael Huntington, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, you're in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.